Getting mass transit up and running after the storm is one of the major issues facing the region as it recovers and tries to return to normal. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Jim O'Grady join us now to talk about what's working, what's not, and what we can expect out there. Thanks for being on our show.
Good afternoon.
All right.
And we're also taking calls from our listeners. If you have questions or if you want to share your experiences trying to get around New York, give us a call at 646-829-3980, or you can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. Jim, let's begin with you. The word being used most often to describe traffic in Manhattan has been gridlock. Is that all of Manhattan or only above 34th Street where the electric power remains on?
Well, I haven't been above 34th Street in Manhattan today, so I can't speak to that. I was just came over from Brooklyn on one of these free shuttle buses that are acting as the subway over the Williamsburg Bridge. And then I walked across Lower Manhattan, and as you know, the traffic is light and without traffic lights.
Yeah, well, the traffic was surprisingly light coming over the Williamsburg Bridge, but I hear it's really heavy elsewhere. And the biggest problem, because I came by car over the Williamsburg, was the holdup with cops stopping drivers who had fewer than three in the car. I was amazed by how many people thought they were going to get away with that.
Yeah, I saw one guy, his window was rolled down. He had only one extra person. And the cop said, you need three. And he said, I do. Give me a person. So the cop just yelled at the pedestrians. And someone volunteered, hopped in the car, and the guy got to go over the bridge.
So is that typical, drivers picking up passengers on the street?
Oh, it's happening all over Williamsburg. I walked for about 15 minutes, and at least seven people stopped, honked, rolled down the window. And the phrase of the morning for me was this guy said, yo, I need three. You're going to the city. Get in my car.
Or else.
Yeah.
Andrea, how is the limited subway service running so far today?
The subways themselves have been okay. I mean, I rode on the subways this morning for a while, and they're all running local, of course. They are not too crowded, and they're running very intermittently. They're running about every 10 minutes. Usually it's every 2 to 3 minutes on a normal rush hour. The problem is these choke points when the subways end. And
where are they ending?
They're ending at Barclays Center in Brooklyn, Hughes Street in Williamsburg, and J Street Metro Tech. And Jim was at Hughes Street. I was at both Barclays Center and J Street. Barclays Center was complete mayhem. I mean, it was organized mayhem, but people were waiting for up to an hour and a half. There were lines circling all the way around the arena, which is a very big arena. And then once they were getting over to and on the bus on a Flatbush Avenue, those buses were caught in traffic. And I understand the city is looking to add a priority lane there now. I will say that I did go then to J Street, which is very close, as you know, to the Manhattan Bridge. And when I got on the bus...
Yeah, Fulton Street, where all the trains let out and where often shuttle buses are taking people when something goes wrong with the F train.
Right, exactly. And the line there was also long, but it was moving swiftly. And then once you got on the bus, I have not ridden a vehicle that swiftly through the island of Manhattan since the one time I was in the press pool for President Clinton and in his motorcade. It was very, very fast, and they were very well organized in terms of having police at every corner ushering the buses through. In fact, the bus moved so fast that I missed my stop and ended up in the East Village just 10 minutes after I left Brooklyn.
There are listeners who are calling about that. We explained where the bus leaves from J Street, but where do people pick it up going the other direction, and where do people pick up buses going to other parts of the city?
The regular bus lines are running. So there are these two very super express buses that are running up Lexington Avenue and then are running up 3rd Avenue. And they are stopping roughly comparable to where the subways are. So there is, for example, there's one at Delancey Street. There's one at East 9th Street. And the bus drivers are just telling people, and they are marked as shuttle buses stops, but they are about where the Lexington Avenue subway lines would stop, and all the way up to 57th Street.
A listener, Esther, wrote us on Facebook, smooth sailing took Metro North to Rye. It was slightly late, but it was free. And free is important today.
Yes. Well, it is very important today, and there were a lot of people that I spoke with that was mitigating the pain. People have long commutes. There were people that I met that were commuting from Staten Island up to Columbia University, and they're used to a 2-hour commute. They said they expected their commute today to be double that.
Do you think all of this will change once electricity is restored? Because so much of this has to do with the fact, Jim, that downtown Manhattan has no electricity.
Well, it's interesting. Transportation advocates are sort of saying this is a very interesting experiment when you limit car entrances into Manhattan. And today, of course, you need three people to get across a bridge. All of a sudden, the traffic becomes manageable. It moves. People are taking public transportation. These buses are acting as subways. And so they're raising the question, do we go back to what we were doing before, which was sort of a free-for-all? Or does this demonstrate that something like, say, congestion pricing or greater management of the mass transit system is worth looking into?
Now, listeners are, again, confused about where they pick up buses. Where on Lexington or 3rd do you get the bus to go back to Manhattan?
So we do have on our Transportation Nation site a list of exactly where they are, but people should go look for them roughly where the subway stops are. So 33rd Street, 14th Street, 23rd Street, where they're used to catching the subway on the east side, that's where they should look for the buses. The signs are clearly marked. There are police officers directing, but about every seven blocks or so. And to the answer to the question, which everybody wants to know, is when is it going to be normal again? What we have been hearing from the governor and from the MTA is don't expect it to be totally normal anytime soon, that we'll see partial restorations around the system. The big problem in Lower Manhattan below 34th Street is power, but those East River tunnels were flooded with salt water. As we've been talking about, they weren't built to take on salt water, and it is a complete unknown how badly they've been damaged. That's why they're not saying to us, we'll have this all dried out and up and running by, say, Monday.
And people from the suburbs are hit even harder because the path seems to really be in bad shape. And there were tracks along the Long Island Railroad that were washed away.
The path is in really, really bad shape. I was in the World Trade Center path station on Monday, and there was water up to the platform. And the governor told us the water went back 5 miles all the way to New Jersey. This was the newly built path station for the World Trade Center. It was destroyed. It was rebuilt. I was actually in the path train the very first day after it reopened. So it's very poignant seeing it filled that way. And we did get to have a conversation with the Army Corps of Engineers, who talked about how difficult it is to pump out these subway stations and the path station and the Battery Tunnel.
And how
for that
do they
matter.
Pump them out?
Well, I spoke to the engineer for the Battery Tunnel, and they're actually pumping it out with their regular pumps, which they use for rainwater. This, the Battery Tunnel, is one of the more modern examples because the Battery Tunnel was built much more recently than many of these tunnels, and it was built with these internal pumps. But in many cases, they have to bring in pumps. They don't have a lot of pumps. They are getting them from around the country, but in many cases, they're not here yet.
Jim, downtown, where yesterday there were few traffic cops, today there are a lot more, but drivers were really being very courteous. The problem I saw was for pedestrians and people on bikes because they were just being totally ignored. It was almost impossible to cross some streets. Has the situation improved at all?
It's still, as far as I could see, a little bit neo-Darwinian. I've covered the commute three mornings now, and this was the morning on the Williamsburg Bridge that I saw the most bicyclists and the most walkers. There's really a small army going across there now on their own locomotion. And interestingly, there's also a reverse commute going on of people from the Lower East Side into Williamsburg in search of a place to charge their cell phone. So all of the cafes, and I happen to live in Williamsburg, in my neighborhood are just jammed with people on pilgrimage to electricity, as one guy said, to be connected, to get on the internet, to find out what's going on.
Well, a listener, Ken, from the Upper West Side, suggests that bike is probably the best mode of transportation at the moment, but it is getting cold. And when it gets dark and there are no streetlights, as the situation is downtown, it could be rather dangerous.
Yeah, you gotta wear reflective clothing, and for gosh sake, put lights on your bike. I've seen people in the dark without lights.
Yeah, I was actually riding my bike around Lower Manhattan yesterday with a very large fluorescent vest, all kinds of lights, and it was really a very eerie Halloween night in Lower Manhattan because there's all these dark, looming shapes. I also just wanted to make sure
By the
sure
way, a
that,
few of those were real ghosts.
they may have been. I just, all joking aside, wanted to say that one of the very big transportation problems in our region right now is that in New Jersey, because there are so many power outages, people are having tremendous difficulty getting gasoline for their cars, and there are lines.
And Long Island as well.
On Long Island as well. But getting around New Jersey is, once you get to the tunnels, you're okay. But getting to the tunnels is very hard because there's no New Jersey Transit trains. The buses are running, but they're stuck in traffic. And it's the situation there from our reports, and I just got off the phone with Nancy Solomon, the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, are very dire.
Now, a listener points out that we've been talking about 34th Street as being the cutoff line. Actually, she lives on 37th and Madison. There's no power there. No power, actually, south of 39th Street on the east side. It looks like it's going to be a real problem for a while now. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Just a
very
quick word, that South Shore of Staten Island is the same thing. They're running out of gas. They have no power. Their food sources are limited. So they're in trouble as well.
And the situation we hope is going to improve to some degree by the end of the weekend. But I suspect Monday is going to be a bit crazy as well. Thank you both so much for being with us. Jim O'Grady, Andrea Bernstein. Both here to talk about the current situation, about getting around here in New York City.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
And listeners can check out WNYC's Transit Tracker at WNYC.org.